I think it's great exposure for the city. I think it says a lot about what our owner is trying to do and establish a fan base here, and as well as what the NFL has for down the line, and hopefully, you know, growing the sport here, that, you know, maybe a possibility in the future of having a London-based team. I was very excited about the experience and about the exposure that we're going to receive, and we just got to take advantage of it. You know, we got to make sure that we treat this game as a regular season game and not a vacation.
Stephen, what do you make of the idea of a London-based team?
I think it's good. I think the game is getting to the point where that it can become international. I think the fan base here and other places that I've traveled, people follow it, and, you know, due to the amount of media that we have, I mean, people can keep up with it. You know, the only thing that gets in the way sometimes may be time zone, but other than that, people can follow.
Nate, same question, really. I mean, obviously, it'd be slightly easier for the East Coast teams to sort of travel regularly to London, harder for the West Coast teams. Well, what do you think of this idea that maybe one day there could be a franchise permanently based in the UK?
You know, that'd be interesting. I don't want to be the one trying to figure out the logistics on that one, though.
I know, it would be very, very difficult to work out. I mean, is it realistic, even to people in the UK, it seems like a bit of a pipe dream at this stage, but more and more people are talking about it.
Well, I mean, we're getting to the point now that we're having games here regularly, as you know, as the NFL. So I don't think it's not so much more a pipe dream. I think it can become a reality. Just got to have you guys continue to support it, continue to ask for it to happen. And we could see, you know, our commissioner, Roger Goodell, he's doing a good job. He has a vision for where he wants to take this, you know, to this league, to the next level. And, you know, one thing about it, you know, the NFL, they'll figure it out.
Nate, obviously this is something that New England has done in the past. They've been here before. It's going to be your first Wembley experience, though. How did you react when you heard the news that New England were going to come over and play the St. Louis Rams?
Well, you know, it's pretty exciting for me because those guys, you hear stories in the locker room, all those guys talk about being here last time and they had a great time. So, you know, getting to do that, getting to be a part of that, coming over here, all sounds very, very fun.
Stephen, obviously the London game is some time away still. We're edging closer to training camp at the moment. I wanted to ask you both about what this time of year is like for the players. The Rams obviously have a new coaching staff. There's going to be a lot of change within that organisation this off-season. So how crucial are these months in terms of preparation, getting the playbook down and being ready to get back to work?
These ones are real crucial, but, you know, we've had a good 2-3 months together during the offseason, getting it together, getting it down, putting together the continuity of somewhat of a roster. Until September, we won't know who the 53 will be, but I think we did a good job in the draft, and as far as free agency, the guys that we signed is going to come contribute right away. We just got to continue to make sure we're going the right direction. That's what, you know, we've been losing tread in the past, where we may get started off to a good start and then, you know, falter at the end. So we got to keep guys healthy, and we got to make sure that we keep them going in the right direction. And I think with this hire with Coach Fisher, unlike the past, you know, we bring someone in with an experience. So we haven't had that since Mike Martz. I think it was a good hire. I think, you know, he's going to do and what he needs to do to make sure that he turns this around.
It's obviously early days, but what changes have you noticed since Jeff Fisher took control?
Well, the biggest thing, though, you know, he brings credibility. The confidence in the football team is just as much needed as talent. So right away, you know, he brings the credibility, he brings that edge to us. The way our practice has been going in the spring, competition is there. And then once you have competition amongst, you know, pretty much all positions, you get the best players out on the field, and that way, you know, you could be able to compete week in and week out with other teams.
And obviously Coach Fisher is a guy who loves to run the ball as well, doesn't he? He's had always carried a productive run game, whichever team he has coached with, so that must be good for you.
Yeah, it's a good marriage. It works out well, you know. I think that he definitely has a good track record of bringing, having a good team and being good in defense and good in running the ball. And, you know, that's one thing I take pride in, is being consistent and, you know, being productive. So both of us, we both benefit from having one another.